Thank you for joining us here at Abundant Life Church and checking out our messages from Sunday mornings. We hope the messages are a blessing to you. If you haven't checked us out in person, we would love to meet you and help you get connected. To find out all the things happening at Abundant Life, go to our What's Happening page to see our announcements. If you want to get live updates, download the Church Center app from your app store and search Abundant Life Hibbing. We hope you enjoy the message and God bless.
Paul the Apostle prayed this beautiful prayer for the church, that they would truly know the love of God, the grace of Jesus, and the communion, the community, the presence, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Think about that prayer for the church that Paul was praying. I pray that they would know the love of God, the grace of Jesus, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. This has been the prayer that I've prayed on behalf of this church, that Jesus would be in this church. And the way that you get more of Jesus in the church is that you pray and you say, Lord, awaken us to your realm. Awaken us to your presence. Awaken us to that place where the Holy of Holies is. And because of the finished work of Jesus, we can enter into that place, the love of God, the grace of Jesus, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. So this morning, I'm going to invite you. I'm going to try not to step on this expensive tool thingy here. It's like, just kidding. I'm going to try to like just make this short, sweet, genuine. We pray for this church that across this room, all ages would truly experience the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you're here today and you say, I want to be a better worshiper. Well, that's what today is all about, is that we would learn how to enter into the presence of the Lord. And I think sometimes, maybe I overcomplicate it, but maybe you feel like you're overcomplicating this idea of coming into God's presence. And here's how we enter into the presence of the Lord this morning. Number one, surrender. So fresh surrender. When we have a fresh surrender of my way of doing things, my opinions, my worries, my pace, my thoughts, my racing, my fears, my sin, my selfishness, with fresh surrender of those things to the Lord, it's always met with a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. So if you're here today and you're like, I'm just not good at worshiping, the first thing you have to learn is that it takes a moment of true, genuine heart change, committing to change directions, saying, God, I've done it my way, but I surrender my thoughts, my way, my agenda, my busyness, my time, my conversations, my thoughts of busyness. And so first thing is surrender. Peter gets up, Acts chapter 2. And the crowd's all standing, and they're waiting for Peter to say, you can sit down, but Peter doesn't. And he says these words. Peter replied to the mass. Jerusalem's packed, and the church is being filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter calls the whole crowd, the audience, to a fresh surrender. Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God. So turn from our way of doing things and turn to the Lord, to turn to Jesus. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. So this powerful call, this revelation of right now, church, all ages, across the room, if you want to experience a fresh and filling like the Acts 2 experience, you have to have a fresh surrender. I've been in church for like 20 some years. And my thoughts race. My fears can be intense. My worries. All these fresh surrender. My busyness in 2024 with little kids, fresh surrender. My flesh that's like, I don't really want to do that. I'm going to surrender that. I think about, there was nights when Natalie and I, we'd commit to pray every night. And we committed this season. And I remember in that moment, it was fresh surrender. It was, no, I'm tired and I want to go to bed right now. But no, it was a commitment to say, no, this is surrender time. This is giving my all to Jesus. This is saying, I don't want to go my way, my flesh, my pride. I'm going to surrender and I'm going to lay it down. And I think that's the moment right now that a lot of us are in where it's like, you know what? I don't really want to go to the altars and I really don't want to sing. I don't really, it's not my thing. And I feel like God's calling you. If you want to experience a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit, then it's got to be first with this fresh surrender, saying, I don't feel it, but you know what? I'm going to take a step. I'm going to praise a little bit louder. I'm going to sing a little bit bolder. I'm going to minister to the heart of the Father with a genuineness that I've never done in church before. I'm going to repent of my sins. I'm going to turn to God. Fresh surrender. And Peter goes on to say this, then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you, your children, and to those who are far away. What he's saying in this moment is, to the church, to the very beginning of the church, if you want to experience the fresh presence of the Holy Spirit from on high, then you've got to repent, you've got to surrender. So I'm encouraging and challenging, if you want to be a better worshiper, the first thing is to say, God, I'm done with my way of doing things, my pride, my selfishness, and I'm surrendering everything to you. I'm surrendering everything to you. My doubts, my bitterness, my agenda. I mean, we might be here for the next 40 minutes or the next 4 hours if we say, I'm surrendering my agenda. And so I believe that's the first call to action, is to say, God, we're gonna truly surrender. We're gonna surrender in this place. The second thing I want to encourage you to be a better worshiper. To get into the realm of the Holy of Holies, to get into the presence of God, it takes anointing. Some of you are like, I thought anointing was just for a pastor to preach a sermon. Anointing is a touch from the Holy Spirit. Anointing is a capability, it's a power. So if you're bored in church, or if you're struggling with a fresh revelation of Jesus and the cross, then Paul prays this for the church. He says, the thing I've discovered in God, I pray that the church would have the anointing to discover the very same thing. So the first thing is surrender, but the second thing is, church, to be a better worshiper, did you know it actually takes God to touch your heart, to move? So Paul prays this prayer to the church, and it's so relevant to each and every one of us today, because we all have hearts, we have mind, will, and emotions. It's this immaterial thing, right? Like, you know, we kind of point here, but it's like our hearts. It's who you are. It's your passions. It's your being. It's your inner being. Your hearts. Your hearts need to experience an anointing. Your hearts need to have the equipment or the lens to open up to see and have hope. The eyes of your heart be open to be a better worshiper. And so Paul prays this prayer for the church. He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance to his holy people. So this phrase, the eyes of your heart, Paul is praying for all of us, that our hearts, our mind, will, and emotions would have this lens, this filter, this breakthrough revelation. He's saying, I pray that you would have the eyes of your heart opened. And so this comes by the Holy Spirit coming. So we invite the Holy Spirit to come and to actually open up the lens of our heart, that we can be touched in our most inner being by the power and the glory of God. Does that make sense, church? So Paul prays that. He says that, I pray that the church... And before, like, the to-do list, and before go reach the whole world, before a ministry fall season, Paul is praying that the eyes of the church's heart would truly be open, that we would truly know this rich inheritance, this wealth of God's love, this wealth of God's presence. He's with us in the room. He's here. We can celebrate the finished work of Jesus, the Holy Spirit working and touching the very fabric of our inner being, this immaterial thing, this heart, this immaterial lens being opened up, that we'd experience the true glory of God. How many of you say, I could use all of that? A spiritual LASIK in our hearts, that the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God would rest upon this place. Not because of what a preacher's saying, not because the worship team's so good, but because we're praying, Holy Spirit, anoint us so that we can be better worshipers of the King of Kings, the one who is before all things, who's in all things, who holds all things together, the King of Kings, that he would open our hearts to experience his love and his goodness and his glory all across this room, that we would have a fresh surrender, that we'd be met with a fresh infilling, that the eyes of our hearts would be truly open. So we pray that. We pray that. We commit to that. I commit to that. I surrender all. I repent. God, I surrender my agenda. I surrender my pride, my arrogance. I surrender my flesh. I surrender my selfishness. And I believe, God, I truly believe that, God, you're going to meet us with your glory as we have a fresh surrender, that there's a fresh infilling. So fall upon your church. God, fall upon the church. God, empower us with your love. Empower us with your glory. And I pray across this room, God, that you'd anoint us to be worshipers. God, when we say we don't know how, we don't want to look foolish. We don't have a reason because things are so hard. Holy Spirit, come. Open the eyes of my heart. Open our eyes, the eyes of our heart, God, that we would truly know the hope of Jesus. That we would truly know that the presence of Jesus is here. In any situation that this church faces, the presence of God is here. Open our eyes to understand that you're here with us, God. That you're in us. God, you're for us. And nothing we face, no mountain in the way, is impossible for us to think with hope, to think with love, to think with your power. So open our hearts, Heavenly Father. Open our hearts that we would be worshipers. Everybody across this room with fresh surrender. God, with the ability to receive the Holy Spirit and anointing to become worshipers, we pray a blessing upon your church, a blessing upon this next generation, a blessing upon families. God, with fresh surrender, that there be a fresh infilling from on high. And we just ask that, we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to worship with everything we have this morning. Well, I just pray that you're refreshed. You know, today, this morning, is a call to extended worship. And as a leader, I just pray that you would extend this singing, this music, this song, extended worship into Monday and a Tuesday. You get the rest. But I pray that you would extend worship into your car. You'd have this surrender in your car. The eyes of your heart would be opened when you're in your car to the hope, to the love, to the wealth of Jesus' love for each and every one of you. So we extend our response, our praise, our song to the car, to the living room, to work, to the church, to the house. Extend our surrender. Extend our worship to the one who is worthy of our surrender. We've talked a lot about just open our eyes. Open the eyes of our heart. I pray that you'd extend your worship this week, that you'd continue to have this anointing, this capability to worship in your car, to be worshipers. where we find this purpose, where we see the face of Jesus. Paul writes to the church, and just this, keep worshiping, keep extending your praise, keep extending this song to the Lord. Paul prays this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Paul says these words, that God would shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. So why do we extend our worship? Because it's seeing the face of Jesus. It's looking at the face of Jesus when he saw the crowds and his face was moved with compassion. It was the face of Jesus when he saw the religious bullies and he called them out. It was his face of justice and love for the sinners. It's his face of mercy and belief when he healed the blind, that we would have our veils off to see the face of Jesus and extend our worship into all situations. So that Paul's saying that you would have the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Jesus Christ. And if you're here today and you just say, I'm not worthy, I'm unworthy, I want to encourage you to think of this display of the Jesus on the cross and his face saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And that you see the face of love, that Jesus went to the cross on your behalf so that you could have right relationship with God the Father, that this light would shine in your heart, that you would see the face of love, the face of mercy, the face of forgiveness in the Son, his face displaying the mercy of God, and that you'd extend your worship, you'd extend your praise. And that's the call, church. That's the call for each of us to move from this place, not just the worship team, but each and every one of us, to live in extended praise. For the young generation, to see with unveiled faces the face of Jesus. When you get to school on your campus, that you're worshipers, you're extending your praise and your song to Jesus this school year. To parents, that we'd be people who continue to see the face of Jesus and respond with worship. Church, you guys can stand up, and I'm going to close and just pray a blessing. A blessing over you this morning. God, what a day. Lord, we just sense, God, that your presence is here. Some of us have thought of reasons why, God, we don't necessarily want to surrender. But God, there's a million reasons why we should, because of your glory, because you are the King of Kings. You are the returning King. And so we surrender. We choose to extend our worship into our God, our drive to work tomorrow, at work tomorrow, we extend our surrender. And God, I pray that you would continue to open the eyes of every heart in this room, that we would see the light of the gospel, that we would see the face of Jesus, and that we'd extend our worship and our praise. God, thank you for this time of the church gathering and your presence coming up and surprising us and moving upon us. Thank you for faith arising in the house. Thank you for putting belief and theology into our hearts as we sing these songs. We reject, God, all the lies that are in the world, and our faith, God, is rising. God, thank you that we're able to come and surrender, God, to come and worship you. I pray a blessing over every family, every person here in this place. God, that you would continue to, God, heal our eyes. God, heal the focus, that we'd continue to extend our praise. We just ask all of this in Jesus' name.